AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Debt ceiling and budget package is now before the Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Any change to this bill that forces us to send it back to the House would be entirely unacceptable. It would almost guarantee default.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's a good deal.
It locks in promising reforms to infrastructure permitting. It claws back unspent COVID emergency funds. It slashes bloated spending at the IRS.
President Biden tripped over a sandbag at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation today, but the White House says he's fine. He told graduates,
"We're seeing proliferating global challenges from Russia's aggression and brutality in Europe to our competition with China and a whole hell of a lot in between."
Russian forces began June with another aerial bombardment of Ukraine's capital. Karen Shamas has details.
The sound of explosions were heard over Kyiv as ground-launched missiles killed several people and wounded others, according to authorities. The Kyiv city administration reported one child was among the dead. Local resident Nikita Maslun woke up at 3 a.m. to the sound of the strikes. He saw a fire and a smashed door, and he told the AP, "I woke up my mum and ran to the corridor. Then we came down and went out. We saw people running. Windows were shattered and balconies were destroyed." The casualty toll was the most from one attack on Kyiv in the past month. In May, Russian forces reportedly attacked Ukraine's capital 17 times with drones and missiles. I'm Karen Chamas.
Economic news. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week, but still at healthy levels. Mortgage rates up. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year fixed at 6.79%, the 15-year at 6.18%. And stocks started June with gains. This is AP News. The Atlantic hurricane season is officially underway. Donna Warder on what to expect this year.
Forecasters are predicting a near-normal 2023 hurricane season. Mike Farrar, director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Environmental Prediction Centers, says expect a few big storms.
12 to 17 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes with maximum winds of at least 74 miles per hour. This includes 1 to 4 major hurricanes ranking as Category 3 or above and winds of at least 111 miles per hour.
Farrar says it's time to prepare now for the season's expected hurricanes. He says it only takes one storm to devastate an entire community. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.